This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Yes, indeed. Hello. Last Monday of August, the 29th, is upon us. I'm Doug. Excuse me. Yes, the allergies are doing very well, thanks. Alive and well and living in my body.
Still kicking. And once these ones are done, then the new round of allergies will be happening.
New stuff. Exciting things. All right, so it's Monday. This is a very interesting day for a lot of reasons. We're going to spend some time talking with my friend John Harper from Space Coast. And the folks at WMEL have been for a long time very connected to what goes on at Cape Kennedy. And it's launch day for the Artemis 1 mission to the moon. A lot of excitement there, so I'm going to get John's perspective on that for you as we get ready to... this is the most exciting part of being an American, for me anyway, is the space agency, what they have done, what they can do, what they will do. And so this program is really, I think, a very strong suit. So we want to get to John's perspective on that. Because the launch is about less than a half hour from now. Let's see, 8:33 Eastern time, so that's 25 minutes from right now. Meanwhile, the more pedantic things going on in the world, this guy, Doug Mastriano, who's running for governor in Pennsylvania as a Republican, he's a Donald Trumper, and he has, he stirred the public's interest, shall we say. His garb is somewhat unusual because he wears outfits that look like the, well, most people, it's not the Confederate flag. It was the flag of Virginia. It never was. This is how silly, how easily people are led, right? The flag that we always talk, that people talk about as being a Confederate flag is not the Confederate, but this guy has gone further than that. He posed in a Confederate uniform for a promotional poster and a picture. He's done it before, apparently. He did it in 2014. And so is this good or is this bad? It was something that was taken at the U.S. Army War College, and someone had requested to see it, picture that was not released until there was a Freedom of Information Act request for it. It shows this guy Mastriano among the faculty at the Department of Military Strategy and Operations. He was there at the time. He had placed this picture up on his wall, but he took it down because the news media was looking for it. I don't know. He was a state senator, retired from the Army in 2017. A lot of people are chasing him around. Is this important or not? This happened a long time ago. I don't think it's particularly cool, but the other side of it is it's a symbol. Because it's a symbol, does that mean that's who you are? I'm not defending this guy. I don't even know the guy.
Yeah.
And the fact that he's, backed by Trump sort of makes me think.
But it has the flag itself. It has these ties where people see it and they kind of think of back in the day and
slavery
was a thing.
But
even look at the swastika. That wasn't an evil situation until Hitler started
using it. Right.
Yeah. It means well-being. And what is it? Sanskrit.
Yeah. Sanskrit. Yep. That's very apt for you to explain the difference. It's just
but it does now have that imagery attached to it. So even though it didn't start a certain way, it kind of went down that direction.
Sure did. Okay, 11 past the hour. In a moment, we'll get John Harper on here from WMEL to find about NASA's Artemis mission, what it's supposed to be doing, and some other things going on at NASA as well. That's up next here on Good Day.
We are excited to introduce our newest advertiser, Manscaped, the best in men's below-the-waist grooming. Their products are precision-engineered tools
for your family jewels.
Now, I can already hear many of you wincing or crossing your legs, but we've all been trimming and then, ouchie, wawa. That's why over 6 million men worldwide already trust Manscaped. And now, Manscaped's Performance Package 4.0 has arrived. First, you get the Lawnmower 4.0. This trimmer is the greatest
down-there
trimmer ever and features a cutting-edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents. It's waterproof and has an LED spotlight for a more precise shave. The Performance Package 4.0 also includes the Weed Whacker Nose and Ear Hair Trimmer. Manscaped even threw in two free gifts, the Manscaped Boxers and the Shed Travel Bag. Get with the program and take your grooming to the next level. Get your Manscaped Performance Package 4.0 and take 20% off and get free shipping with the code USARadio at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use code USARadio.
I'll second guest dinners with friends because they can be interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon Pancrolipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit creoninfo.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's creoninfo.com.
13 and change after the hour. Doug's good day. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner and John, who is John Harper from WMEL on this Pace Coast. Been connected to John for many moons. Get it, John? You hear what I'm doing there? For many moons you have been connected to this program. So launch day has arrived. Originally it was supposed to be 8:33. You've long been an observer. I know you and I have spent a lot of pleasant moments over on Merritt Island. I say over there because on the other side your place is on the water, and so you got to go inland a little bit. But this is such a neat experience for Americans. But the countdown has stopped for a couple of hours. Why? What's going on? What does NASA say about the conditions of Artemis at the moment?
Well, Doug, we're still waiting to find out from launch control and the launch director as far as when the new T0 or liftoff is scheduled for. It was scheduled, as you mentioned, at 8:33. We're certainly not going to hit that, and we're now waiting to find out, first of all, when the new T0 is, number one, and number two, if we're even going to fly today or not. The weather at the moment, Doug, is perfect. There's absolutely no problem with the weather. Over the last several days, the last 5 or 6 days, I think, we've had nothing but monsoons here in Florida.
But at the moment,
that's been holding off, and if this situation gets taken care of, we'll be able to fly this morning because the weather certainly is cooperating. The problem is one of the four engines, specifically engine number three, is not reporting the same temperature as the other three engines, and that is a concern. That is one of the items that NASA needs to have all four, so to speak, talking to each other and making sure that they are at the same identical temperature level. Mm-hmm. And number three engine is not. So they're trying to work that issue, trying to figure out what's wrong and how it can be corrected. And at the moment, we just haven't heard anything from launch control as to when that is going to be resolved today or if it's going to have to be rescheduled for later in the week. Don't know yet at the moment.
All right, so the window closes, though, at 10:33, according to what I see here from NASA, and there may be some offshore storms The lightning is what people worry about. And so now there is this, they're fiddling around with all these things. So as you said, looks like it could take off. If it does, between now and 10:33, it'll be A-OK. Otherwise, they're going to push it to tomorrow, it looks like. And so there's all kinds of variables. These things are very, very intricate machines. Now, what makes this, though, the journey going around the moon? There have been lots of our spaceships, if you want to call them that, that have gone to the moon, come back again. So what's so special about this?
Well, first of all, before we talk about how special it is, you mentioned lightning. And this past Saturday, the launch pad took several lightning hits. Fortunately, they've got some very sophisticated lightning arresters, and no damage was done to the SLS itself. However, they did have to check that out over the weekend as well and determine that the voltage levels were okay and all of that. But it took some serious hits on Saturday. The lightning was that vicious, and at the Kennedy Space Center, it was just rocking and rolling with that rain and wind and lightning that we were having. This particular launch of Artemis 1 is actually a little bit different in the fact that this is going to be a 42-day mission, Doug, and the reason it's going to be 42 days is it's going to obviously head toward the moon, circle the moon, and NASA is going to put it through its paces, kind of like a test flight of a plane or a shakedown cruise of a boat. They're going to try and do everything they can to see what does or does not malfunction. They're going to put it through its paces to ensure that when we do send humans up, three humans will be going in the next mission, which will be coming up next year, and they want to ensure that those human astronauts will not endure any problems whatsoever. By the way, Doug, there are three dummies going up in this particular mission today. They're not politicians, by the way.
So what's the the old system, the when we had the shuttles, it was the launches were STS, shuttle transmission system. What is SLS? Is it shuttle lunar? Say, what is that element?
It could be lunar, but actually it stands for Space Launch System, Space Launch System, SLS.
Right.
And so that's the term that we'll be hearing a lot about over the next several years, for that matter. And at the moment, as I'm talking to you, we're getting an update from Launch Control. Let me see what they're saying. The team is still looking at the problem to find out why engine number 3 is not reporting the way it should with its temperature, and they don't have an answer yet. So we're still in a non-planned hold at T-minus 40 minutes and holding.
The mannequins are named Commander Moonkin Campos, Helga, and Zohar.
Right.
You see pictures of them? There's some kind of a biology experiment, right? Seeds and fungi and yeast and stuff?
Exactly.
Well, this radiation test, is that what that is?
They've got a number of different tests that they'll be using the dummies for, and it's kind of interesting. They have really put a lot of different tests on this particular mission. Many of the tests would not normally be on the next mission.
All right, hold on a second, will you? I want to have you continue with us. So those of you, whether your station's going away, you can find us at gooddayshow.com. I want to talk more with John Harper about this launch. 21 after the hour.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Good Day Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
The CDC is trying to do a better job than they did with COVID-19, and they're trying to stay ahead of this because I think they've realized that they have fell far short with COVID-19, so I think they're trying to...
But the pendulum looks like it's going the other way. The monkeypox not only affects humans, apparently, it's animals. A dog has monkeypox.
All Good Day Health Podcasts can be found at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it's 23 after the hour now. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jay and I have John Harper from WMEL, which if you don't know, he's on with me all the time. I respect him. I like him. He's a good friend. Been carrying the program in his neck of the woods for 30 years. He knows what's going on. As I said earlier, we've spent many wonderful hours over at Kennedy Space Center broadcasting as launches. I've been to 4 of them. Nothing like this, though, because this damn thing is so big. It's like the length of a football field. Isn't it? Did I see that someplace? How big? Maybe I'll do the Johnny Carson. How big is it, John?
This particular rocket, the SLS Space Launch System rocket, is the biggest that we've ever had as far as the amount of engine power. It's not the tallest rocket that we've had. The space shuttle actually looked bigger on the launch pad, but this one is the largest with power that any rocket has ever experienced in the world. This is the biggest, and we expect the engine roar to be heard miles away from what we're being told.
I can remember you and I sitting on the bleachers there with what I think may have been the first launch that I was at, and I couldn't believe how the ground shook. And you're, 2 miles away from when you're sitting there watching the launch?
Yeah, two and a half miles
away. Right. And
8.8 million pounds of thrust.
Yeah. It's a big puppy. So a lot of people are there. How many people are waiting and they're going to be disappointed if it doesn't go up because the next shot date is not till the 2nd of September, which would be Saturday? No, Friday.
Yeah. Well, they're talking about Friday right now, but the Florida Highway Patrol, in a report I had earlier, is estimating, Doug, anywhere from 250 to 500,000 people here in the Space Coast. That's kind of like trying to get on Cape Cod during the summer.
Exactly. It's one of those experiences when you do, and I'm going to try to draw a verbal picture of this. When you're going in and out, there's a roadway. There's a roadway that goes across to Merritt Island, and people park out. I'm sure they've been there all night, maybe since yesterday.
Yeah.
They just park and they sleep on the sand and they wait for. But then, you know, it's sometimes hard to get across that sort of isthmus, if you will, over to the other side because there's so darn many cars there. And then there are a lot of celebrities that are actually on the Cape, right? I noticed a number of people. Wasn't there a performance of the Star Spangled Banner by Josh Groban there last night? Did I see that?
Yeah, last night there were some festivities, and there have been people parked along many of the causeways, Doug, since Saturday night. So it's been growing ever since. It's crazy, but 500,000 people here at in the area of the Kennedy Space Center. That's crazy.
All right, so I would like you, if you have the time, there are a couple of other things I want to touch on, and I know when I get onto this kick with the NASA programs, it pretty much occupies all the time and space in my brain. But I think that it's something that Americans should be so proud of, instead of all the garbage that we talk about or surround ourselves with or complain about. So, John, stick around, if you will, please. It's 28 after the hour.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might...
I tend to second-guess dinners with friends because they're often interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon Pancrolipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit Creon.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's Creon.com.
For eligible individuals 18 and older only, results vary. Audio effects do not simulate actual hearing aid experience. See website for details and important safety information.
How are your hearing aids sounding now?
A little tinny.
Okay, 2 seconds.
With hearing aids from Lively, everything is done remotely in the comfort of your home, from initial testing to adjustments.
How are they sounding now?
Fantastic. With Lively, you get premium Bluetooth-enabled hearing aids at thousands less than you might expect. Advanced hearing aid technology is now affordable and convenient. Your hearing aids are sent right to your door. And if you have any issues, we'll make adjustments 7 days a week for 3 years. No charge.
Oh, you people at Lively are wonderful.
With Lively hearing aids, you get free shipping, 3 years of follow-up care included free, plus a 3-year warranty with loss and damage coverage. You can't lose.
I hear better than I ever thought possible.
And now through Labor Day, get $300 off all rechargeable hearing aid models. Just go to listenlively.com. That's listenlively.com. LISTENLIVEL.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A California bill designed to combat narratives that go against the state on COVID-19 by medical professionals passed in the state Senate Monday evening. The bill could see doctors and other medical professionals face disciplinary action and could have their state licenses suspended or revoked by disagreeing with the state's narrative. Democrat State Senator Richard Pan is a co-sponsor.
So in terms of our legislation, as we're trying to deal with this COVID pandemic, we need to work to try to keep schools safe.
At least 15 people have been killed in clashes between Iraqi security forces and supporters of a powerful Iranian-backed Shia cleric in the capital, Baghdad. Officials say dozens more were injured after protesters loyal to Maqtada al-Sadr stormed the presidential palace. The violence began after Mr. Sadr announced his retirement from politics. USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
NASA called off its launch of its new moon rocket on its debut flight Monday after a last-minute cascade of problems culminating in the unexplained trouble related to an engine. It all started overnight when a lightning storm violated the 5-mile rule, causing the fueling of the spacecraft to be delayed by several hours. The next launch attempt will not take place until Friday at the earliest. As President Biden continues to lead by executive order, his most recent signature law may be unconstitutional. The Democrat president has taken student loan debt off the individual and is now forcing the American taxpayers to pay for it. Republican Representative Jim Jordan on Newsmax.
What they've done here is unconstitutional, and maybe most importantly, it's unfair. I mean, Nancy Pelosi herself said several months ago that the president can't do this on his own. He can't just forgive loans. There has to be a bill that goes through Congress, actually right. Debated and voted on by the legislative branch. So it's unconstitutional in our judgment, and as folks on the Judiciary Committee, we'd like to give what's his rationale for this. But more importantly, Americans instinctively get fairness, and they know this is unfair. It's unfair to the machinist in Ohio who's now having to pay for the gender studies major at Harvard, for goodness sake, for their student loan. So the unfairness question, I think, is what really gets Americans, because as human beings, we all instinctively get fairness. I mean, from the time you're a kid, if your brother gets two cookies and you get one, somehow you're mad about it. I mean, we get fairness. So this is not fair, and the country understands that.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
The roar of our engines, the pump of our heartbeats, the pedal to our metal, the sparks that ignite us, the pistons that push us, the passions that drive us. From the feelings that move us to the places that pull us on the roads that unite us. With nearly 6,000 stores and over 17,000 auto care centers, NAPA has America's largest network of parts and care. Here to keep you firing on all cylinders.
If this were a Reese's TV ad, you'd be staring at a Reese's peanut butter cup. And sure, my voice is peanut buttery smooth, but still, you need to see the peanut butter cups, right? No? I can really just say Reese's and you'll go get some? Okay. Reese's. 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 Really working, actually. Reese's. Reese's. This, I'm on to something. Reese's. Reese's. Reese's.
I wanted to know why some people who get COVID-19 get it so bad. I found out it may be because they have a high risk factor, such as heart disease, diabetes, being overweight, smoking, and asthma. Even if symptoms feel mild, these factors can increase your risk of COVID-19 turning severe. So if you're at high risk and test positive, there are things you can do, like asking your healthcare provider if an authorized oral treatment is right for you. Learn about an option at treatcovid19.com. This message is sponsored by Pfizer.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Doug Steffens, Good Day Show.
Here's a good story from Georgia. Youngster being credited for helping find an elderly woman who'd been missing for 4 days. Brittany Moore and her son, Ethan, were playing with bubbles in their backyard when the bubbles drifted toward the family's fence line. So Ms. Moore went over there and said, "What do you see, buddy?" He pointed and said, "Feet."
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now we're at 34 after the hour. Continuing on with our focus here on the Good Day program, Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner and John Harbour, who's here from our affiliate WMEL on the Space Coast on launch day. It has arrived for Artemis 1, the mission that will journey around the moon. For a number of days, the weather conditions are pretty favorable, according to John. You look down, actually go to the NASA TV page. You go there and you can watch what's going on, kind of. But I wanted to talk with John because he always knows what's going on behind the scenes. I would much rather, on my own preferential scale, spend lots of money on the space program because I think it's good for all kinds of reasons. More money for space, less money for paying off loans. How's that, John? That's a new slogan, right?
For now, I think more money for space. Yeah, a lot of people would probably agree with that, Doug. I think so. Should put that on the side of the capsule.
Yeah, right, exactly. There's an idea. All right, so there's a hole
Doug,
now.
Doug, a scrub, yeah. Hold on, a scrub has been called.
It has.
The launch director, Charlie Blackwell Thompson, the first female launch director, has called this launch off for today. And we're waiting to find out now when the new launch date is. But it is a scrub for today.
So she's in the position of our pal Jay Honeycutt. When we first met and we met him, he was the launch director, if I remember correctly, way back in the, what was that? That would have been the early 90s, mid-90s? I guess it's been about, somewhere.
Early 90s, yeah.
Right, yep. I still am in touch with him. He's a wonderful guy. I should have him on to talk with you about this because he has all that experience there, as do you. At any rate, so maybe we'll save this and have, if we have time, the launch scrub for today. Then the next focus is on Friday. Right? Same time?
The next launch date would be this Friday. If not Friday, it would be this coming Monday, a week from today.
Labor Day.
And then, that's right, then we move into September. It would, or rather, September 19th through October the 4th would be the next period. To make this happen.
So and what makes this? Excuse me. Go ahead. Tell us why they do it this way, and what the window launches are all about.
Yeah, the reason for these particular dates is the proximity of the Earth to the Moon, and that kind of simply is what the whole reason is behind that on these specific dates, and they want to be as close as they can and not any further than they have to be. So that's why the dates. By the way, we would also move into October if we can't launch in September. It would be October 17th through Halloween, and that would be it for this year.
See, people wonder about the at this time of year why the moon seems fuller or bigger. It's because in the apogee and perigee of it all, it's an elliptical orbit, not a circular orbit. So there are sometimes when it's closer by as much as 40, 50,000 miles to the surface of the Earth, right?
That is correct, right.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
All right. So I know that. Let me ask you just one more question before we run out of time here. I saw that NASA over the weekend released a sound that came from a black hole. This is pretty eerie stuff. The exoplanets unveiled this audio from a galaxy called Perseus, which is 240 million light years away from Earth. We can't even begin to imagine how small and inconsequential our planet is in the entire picture of the universe. But the other side of it is amazing that we have the technology to be listening using these telescopes, the new satellite, the web and whatever out there to get stuff that comes, noises that are coming out of a black hole.
Well, as far as those noises and what's happening, this is kind of a first as far as some of the huge telescopes that are trained to focus on exclusively on the black hole. They've got some sophisticated telescopic microphones that are picking up this noise, and it remains to be seen what that noise is all about. No one is sure. A lot of talk about it, but no one is sure what that all means. So that's something to ponder here for the near future. But it could be some type of time travel or whatever. Nobody really knows. By the way, Doug, they're looking now at this Friday, September 2nd, as the new launch date. But they
same time in the morning. Is it 8:33?
Announced yet.
No. Yeah. All right, John, thank you for your time, your service.
I take that back. It'll be 12:48.
All right. 12:48 on Friday.
Yeah.
Okay, well, the excitement continues. It's a little bit of a letdown, but it always is when these launches, they're subject to weather, they're subject to the engineering stuff, they're subject to equipment. So it's, sometimes you're dealing, it's hard to deal with the foibles and frailties of humanity, but there's nothing perfect about this, as we've seen before. So we'll keep our fingers crossed for Friday. John, again, thank you for your service. Appreciate your being here. John Harper, WMEL, talking about the Artemis, the scheduled launch, which isn't going to take place till Friday again. 41 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Before we leave this, Jay, I'm looking at a picture of Johnny Depp in a space outfit.
I was going to say, I'm like, that's a transition.
Well, it is, but I mean, this kind of, he was in the MTV Video Music Awards.
Yeah, he showed
night.
Up. Some people were kind of like, good for you. Other people were like, is it too soon?
So he was, his face was superimposed on the helmet of a moon person.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, it was looking at the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, sort of above the stage of the Prudential Center where they were having the awards. And he said, after a break from the commercial, he came back in this flying astronaut sort of hologram saying, "Hey, VMAs, let's get back to the blanking music, shall we?"
Yeah.
Okay.
He joked that he, quote unquote, needed the work.
Yeah, well, maybe he does, in a manner of speaking. All right, let's go to the serious side of things. A moment for Ukraine, the nuclear plant. If you haven't heard this, over the weekend, the Russians continued to shell the area near that nuclear power plant. And, of course, if they hit it, what will that do? It'll wipe out not only the people that are in the immediate area, but it'll make that part of Ukraine uninhabitable, much the same as Chernobyl. This is the largest nuclear facility in Europe, and it's one of the top 10 most powerful nuclear power stations in the world. And the Russians have, I guess, apparently, this area has been controlled by the Russians since the beginning of the war.
Ukrainians who work there are basically held there against their will to keep things running.
Yeah,
and so UN inspectors are headed to Zaporizhia to figure out how dangerous it is, what is happening.
Yep. 43 past the hour. In a moment, we talk about something that has happened for a number of years, the Burning Man Gathering. What's that all about, you're wondering? Well, I'll tell you that story in a matter of moments here. First, the story of Calitrin and why you ought to choose Calitrin as a healthy way not only to lose weight, but to keep it off. I have a couple of people who are friends of mine who have gone on to this recently, and they have found it to be very exciting. Because when you see progress, when you get on the scale, if you're like me, a lot of people get on the scale, I don't know what I expect to see. I'd like to see it drop a little bit here and there when the time is right. So, and it's good to monitor. You need to know what's going on in your body anyway. So if your scale is going in the wrong direction, then you need to fix that, and Calitrin will help you fix it. As I said, a couple of people that I know who are getting on the scale now are smiling because they're losing a pound here and a pound there. This is not going to be a way for you in 30 days to lose 30 pounds. No. First of all, it doesn't work that way because it's not safe for your body. It's not good for your body to lose weight that quickly. Some people choose to do it because they're frustrated or they, you know, maybe have liposuction, whatever it is. But the way over the long term, make sure no matter what your process for losing the weight, keeping it off the natural way is the secret to why people love Calitrin. Doesn't have any stimulants, doesn't have any drugs, it's gluten-free, it's safe, and it's fast, and there's nothing. You take four capsules of the liquid or the powder before you go to bed, and then it goes to work rebuilding and repairing the lean muscle tissue in your body. Help yourself to health and success. Losing weight and keeping it off the right way with Calitrin. Go to their website, toploss.com, and do yourself a favor. Order a 90-day supply. Guess what? You get another 90 days free for doing that. And they're putting on a back-to-school special right now that you can check out. Get the info on that at toploss.com. And when you check out, make sure you use the discount code Doug, D-O-U-G. Free shipping and all the special deals are yours at toploss.com.
This is an important notice to consumers facing $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or other unsecured debt. You're not required to pay it all back because there are special programs now in effect that will significantly reduce the amount you will owe if you qualify. This is not bankruptcy or a debt consolidation loan. These programs, which the credit card companies like to keep secret, exist to aid American consumers struggling with overwhelming credit card debt by offering tremendous savings and real debt relief. Accredited Debt Relief has established a special hotline for you to call and learn what savings you qualify for. They've helped qualify consumers with over $1 billion in debt and are A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. So don't wait. Get the relief you need during these hard economic times. For this free information, call the Accredited Debt Relief hotline now. Call 800-279-1717. 800-279-1717. That's 800-279-1717.
The home that you live in has stuff in it that you may not know. Mold. Mildew. Want to get rid of it? The Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier uses Oxy technology. Naturally sends out molecules into the air which will seek out those odors, get the pollutants that are in your home, and kill them dead. This doesn't mask anything, doesn't cover up the odors. It actually gets rid of the problem. You can save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack. This is for the whole house. Special offer right now using the Doug3 code. You get 3 units for under $200. Please go to EdenPureDeals.com and put in discount code Doug3. That's how you save the $200. All right, 47 after the hour. We were talking about the VMAs and Johnny Depp. Taylor Swift made an announcement last night. This is sort of, she said, quote, "I thought I might tell you something, a fun moment." So what did she say?
She has a new album coming out in October. It's called Midnights, and it's really exciting.
Uh-huh. Woohoo!
Mm-hmm.
The edge of my chair.
Yeah, Doug, okay. You and I, we can have a listening party.
Yes, right.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan.
But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines, hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
An important part of our cultural heritage here. So we always get into that with Chuck. Chuck Curry is here. Movie Moments. We'll get the update on the box office totals from the weekend. See what went well. What the heck is this? What are we listening
Batgirl.
To? Batgirl.
Yeah, it was the theme to Batgirl from the 1960s Batman TV show. Reason we play that is because initially I thought the story was made up, but evidently was not, because some of the trades are reporting that Warner Brothers actually did a what they're calling a funeral screening. They tested, they actually screened their canceled Batgirl movie on the lot for some of the production crew before they basically discarded it into a vault, never to be seen by the general public. And a few people that evidently saw it leaked that it played like a expensive CW superhero pilot, not like a theatrical film. Having said that, I still think that the story is one of the strangest I've heard in a long time, canceling a $90 million movie and not even airing it on a streaming network. Another story, Doug, just to bounce off this, the Hollywood Reporter was a story in that trade, which is pretty accurate in their information last week, that said that Warner Brothers Discovery Plus merger is so messy financially that the studio can only afford to release three more movies theatrical this year in 2022.
Yeah, Warner Brothers.
Which is stunning. Which
I mean,
is stunning.
It's too much concentration.
Not that I think they could go under, because they're you know, I'm sure they'll figure it out and financially do enough cuts and raise whatever they have to do with their library, but that is a stunning story if you think about it.
It's just too much power and concentration control in the hands of Disney. It's just too much of it. Did you see the story about this student who smuggled lightsabers into the graduation ceremony
and
challenged his principal to a duel on stage?
Not really.
Yeah.
For real or fun? Having fun?
No. Yeah, I know. It's for fun.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Okay.
All right.
It's good.
It's fun.
Hey, I got one other thing. This
day,
it tells you how times have changed. This day in TV history, August 28, 1967, the last episode of The Fugitive aired on TV, attracting an audience of 78 million people. David Jansen was The Fugitive back in that show. Good show. Yeah. Really good show.
Fabulous. So, on this day in 1982, Ingrid Bergman died. Just some thinking about her and what she was in Casablanca. Was there any that scene? Anybody ever forget that scene at the end? Here's looking at you, kid.
Right.
Very, very. Yeah, it was. Okay. How'd we do box office total wise this weekend?
Very slow. No surprise. The Invitation, which is a vampire horror film, was number one, a mere $7 million in business. Yeah. Bullet Train came in second, 5.1, 78 million in 4 weeks of release. That's actually a fairly respectable number. Its drop was just 26% week to week. The one thing about less films in the marketplace is the drops, the holds, as I should say, are much better. So Beast came in third, 4.9, 20 million in 2 weeks. That's a disappointment. Top Gun Maverick, just a 19% fall off week to week, another 4.8, 691 million. That was the story of the summer season, hands down. It's really, that's basically, there's one other story. This Saturday, they're going to do $3 movie tickets at 95% of all movie theaters in the United States as a celebration to try to attract people back to the movies. If it works, they might do it annually. That is what they call a concession stand model, because that $3 a ticket will all go to the studio and the theater at that price point. Has to eat the entry fee. But actually, it's not a bad model if you could track a lot of people selling popcorn over tickets.
Yeah, but you got to serve them good popcorn. Most of the popcorn that you buy.
People buy it anyway, though, but I agree with you.
Yeah, so used to be. I'll tell you, there are some of the smaller, when I go to the small theaters, independent theaters in L.A., they have great popcorn.
Yeah, because they have to, because they're attracting a more sophisticated audience, and that's a huge part of their people expectations at those theaters are higher than they would be popcorn at a general
AMC popcorn. Ugh, it's terrible. It really is. And there are other, I think, the Regal Theater, the cinema chain, also. Here's a review of popcorn at the various theaters that I go to. But, and the AMC is the biggest. They have them here where I am in Framingham, and I go there, and the ones out in California. The popcorn's the same. It stinks. And,
it does.
Well, there you go.
I'm disagreeing with you.
All right.
Hang in there, Doug.
Yes, I'm going for the movie, not for the popcorn. Chuck Curry at 59 past the hour.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.